to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Okay. Here he is, Dave.
Thank you. And also with us for the E! News prior to Rant Revival is Gordon Keith.
Hey. What's happening, hardliners?
What's up, Keith?
Hi, Gordon.
My favorite hardliner. Don't call me Keith.
Oh.
GK?
GK Money.
It's just weird. Do you guys have friends that call you by your last name?
Yes.
Corby definitely does.
I have high school friends.
That's a frat bro thing.
I have high school friends that definitely will yell Davidson to me.
No, vomit.
I know.
All right, we have
Your life just annoys me, Corby.
It should. I hate it,
as
too.
It does most people. We have a bit of movie news to begin E! News. As an 80s iconic franchise is being revived. Did you see the news that they are bringing back Gremlins after more than 37 years? I guess upon release, it'll be 37 years since the last Gremlins movie.
There were
two.
Two? Okay, all right. I was going to ask if there were more than two.
Yeah, so the original came out... what was it, in 84? It's not in this story, but
yes,
I think it was 84.
It was 84. It was Hoyt Axton who played the lead, Gordon, if I'm correct.
That is correct.
And I don't know the name of the boy who had the Gremlins, but yeah.
Yeah, so...
I love that movie, man. I loved it.
It only cost $11 million at the time, and it made $151 million domestically. It was a huge hit. And then
Howie Mandel do the voice of the Gremlin?
Oh, I think that's right, yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. And sequel came out in 90, Gremlins 2, The New Batch, and it had the same director, but it was not written by Christopher Columbus, who wrote the first one.
And Richard Donner directed it?
No, it was directed by Joe Dante.
Joe Dante.
Yeah, and so the sequel was divisive and controversial because it basically... It lampooned and satirized the original film.
Because the first one was so serious.
Yeah, well, it basically just it cut the knees out from under the lore, I guess, of the original. And some people loved it, some people hated it. But now they are bringing back Gremlins 3. And to give you legitimacy, Steven Spielberg is back on board as executive producer. And Chris Columbus, who wrote the original... is returning to produce and direct and co-write the film with Zach Lipofsky and Adam Stein, the duo that directed and wrote the hit over the summer, Final Destination Bloodlines, that revived that franchise. And that movie actually was pretty decent.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I saw it
over
the summer.
Is that a kid's movie?
Well, I saw it with my kid.
Okay.
You know, it's a teen horror movie. But they
Hot
are
teen
they,
horror.
No, but they are teaming up with Chris Columbus to write it. So it'll be out November 19th, 2027.
Didn't Chris Columbus direct Home Alone?
Yes.
Okay, so God, he has been doing this forever.
Yeah. So
I guess Spielberg has too.
A whole new generation will get to enjoy the Gremlins, who, of course, the Mogwai are the cute little furry creatures, but if you get them wet, they turn into the Gremlins.
Right, and they grow mohawks.
Not a few women like that.
Oh, no.
What?
If you get them wet, they
multiply.
Right. If you feed them after midnight, they become Gremlins.
Yeah, and they're just begging for food.
Oh, several women like that.
What?
If you get them wet, they multiply? Yeah, that's true.
Did you see Gremlins growing up? Or was that of the devil?
Well, it was definitely of the devil, but it was also pretty mind-blowing of awesomeness for, I don't know, a couple months. Like that was back when you couldn't just mobilize and go to the theater because you're like 11, at least in my case. And so it's the concept of the Gremlins that was in your head for a couple months there, and it seemed pretty awesome, and then you'd catch little clips of it here and there. I don't know that I've ever actually watched
it.
Oh,
my God, dude. It's so fun. And I from my...
Isn't there the story of Phoebe Cates is in it, and she talks about how her dad died in the chimney climbing in trying to be Santa and broke his neck?
Is that an urban legend? What? Actually. Yeah, I think that's an urban legend. And also...
Hey, guys.
Hi, hey, Urban.
and also, I don't remember Phoebe Cates in the movie at all.
I thought she was in it. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you do, you little horn dog.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
Phoebe Cates.
Dropped today.
You always have.
The first teaser trailer for the Michael Jackson biopic, Michael.
Where they don't. Biopic. It's his whole life without raping children.
Yes,
yeah,
it's approved by the family, so it's not going to have any diddling in it. But Michael Jackson is played by his nephew, Jafar Jackson. And so a lot of the opening trailer, the teaser trailer, is Jafar Jackson in the studio with Quincy Jones recording the Thriller album.
Yeah.
And Jafar Jackson, so this is pre-Nose Job, I guess, post-Thriller or between recording Thriller and Thriller being released is when
I think Off the Wall
Michael got his first Nose Job.
I feel like between Off the Wall and Thriller, things started to change.
Yeah.
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 Well,
but they show, at the end, they show Jafar Jackson as Michael, and he has a ridiculous prosthetic.
Like it looks stupid.
It's pre-Nose Job Michael.
Okay.
And it looks so, so bad.
So if they did the O.J. Simpson biopic, would they stop it? Like, and he was hired by NBC. The end.
And he was trying to deliver their sunglasses, but they weren't home.
He didn't even get that far. Like, they just cut it off at a certain point of happiness. And I mean, how can you make this movie?
So you're saying, Corby, that you want to see children being.
You demand it.
I would like for there to be. And P.S. Michael Jackson was accused of rape of children.
Maybe that'll be in the post credits. Just it'll be.
I'm sure it will.
Like a title.
That'll fade in.
P.S. O.J. Simpson cut the heads off of two people. Anyway, go buy some popcorn.
Merry Christmas.
Who is? Where will this be shown?
Theaters.
It's been delayed. So originally it was supposed to come out October of this year, and it was delayed to April of 2026. Because they had to go under some reshoots. Things needed to be fixed.
And in the end, Hitler wrote Mein Kampf in prison.
Are you guys...
Fade to credits.
You're definitely... Well, maybe I should find out. How many of you are against his music still being on the radio?
I don't care about that.
Nah,
I don't care about that.
Do you care, Gordon?
Most of it, I think. There's a lot of it that I think is overplayed, and I just didn't.
He doesn't like Michael Jackson.
But what I'm talking about is
the moral, stance,
Canceling his music, I guess.
Yeah, you know how the world works. If I don't like something, then I'll use a moral stance to justify it being omitted from society.
Well, then I'll be really the brave one that just says, even if you do chop the head off.
Child?
Your wife, or in his case, I believe your verb was diddle?
Yes.
Yes.
Mark.
I would say that I'm okay with probably the music still being in pop culture because I just don't...
I don't think
your radio
acts.
Should like be the moral police of well, this guy beat his wife once, and this guy drunk drive, you know, and now there's no songs left on the radio.
So, like, if Hitler had a really kick-ass rock album, you would still be spinning it.
I don't like your cross-examination with that specific example.
Would you display one of Hitler's paintings over your fireplace?
No, I would not.
Okay,
but I'm
so there is a line.
I just don't know that Thriller needs to be erased from the monoculture.
And neither does Hitler's album, in your opinion.
Yes.
In the event he had a very popular album that stood on its own merits.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another thing that I don't know if this is going to affect Gordon, because I don't know if he has moved on. But Journey has announced that they are going to undergo a farewell tour that will begin next year in late February. They have 60 dates scheduled that run through early July. But they say that this farewell tour will run into 2027.
With Filipino Steve Perry?
Yeah, I believe it's still Filipino Steve Perry. And Jonathan Cain is still in it, the keyboard player, even though that he has been in legal fights with Neil. Is it Sean Schoen?
Sean.
Sean Neil
Schoen. I always
Schoen.
Said Sean, but I think it's pronounced Schoen.
And then they'll get a Filipino Neil Schoen.
Yeah, well, so you this don't is always the, just have to get Filipino people.
This is the final
Germany.
Frontier.
In your opinion.
This is the final frontier tour, and they're not, as of yet, coming to Dallas. So, Gordon, if you want to see Journey one last time.
He doesn't.
The closest they're going to come, March 31st in Austin, April 3rd in OKC, July 1st, Bob, in Corpus Christi.
Wow.
And
I'm sure his son would love to go see Filipino Journey.
And July 2nd in Laredo.
Laredo. Laredo.
Are you pitching the idea that every band has a Filipino version?
Yeah.
That also tours?
Right now in the Philippines, there is a Filipino Dave Grohl in case he checks out.
They have the minor leagues rolling constantly.
Yeah. Yes. There's a Filipino Mick Jagger, a Filipino...
Well, yeah, it's like a different price point if you can't get Rolling Stones tickets.
Right.
The very next day, the city hosts Filipino Rolling Stones.
But they're dead ringers, just like Filipino Steve Perry is. Like,
sure.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Just smaller.
Yeah. Is he perfect?
Well, as perfect as you can get.
I don't know.
Are you saying that because he's Filipino or because of his voice?
How dare you? What are you saying?
I'm just saying that I think there have been better... And no offense, but there's been, I prefer Dean Castronova, I think was his name. The drummer sounded more like Steve Perry and nailed those songs better than Arnell a lot of times.
What about like
Arnell's
a Guam
the Filipino.
Steve Perry?
I was going to say, do you think every ethnicity should have their own version of
every
big,
Southeast
big band?
Asia yeah. country?
Is there
go
a
to all
Chinese
the islands.
Steve Perry?
What?
Is there a Chinese Steve Perry?
Absolutely. Out of all those people...
Like Tongan Pearl Jam?
Those people?
Yes, the Chinese.
Oh.
There's so many Chinese people.
There's bound to be
sir.
One.
That there is one guy that sounds just like Eddie Vedder right now. And
they,
matter of fact,
they're not
I am,
Chinese people. They are Chinese Americans that live in China.
I am going to challenge the Philippines right now.
Uh-oh.
That there are more Chinese Steve Perrys there than the Philippines has.
Well, they already got rid of their one.
Well, we're out of time.
All right, coming up next, maybe the best reason ever to get divorced.
The Ticket. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:21. This is the Hard Line. And we are live today at LGE Design Build, and this is your Thursday Rant Revival. And it stars the three kings of the rants, Corby Davidson, Gen X Davey Lane, if you remember him all these years, and of course, the one and the only, Gordon Keith. Brought to you
yes,
by...
hello. Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Well, a lot of people disappointed they're not seeing Gordon Keith in person. Boy, a lot of sad
no,
faces
not
out here.
Yeah, like 200 people showed up thinking you were going to be out here. And
long lines to have their...
All they got was...
All the women have their placentas waiting to sign them.
Right. All they got was talk of Samoan Neil Schoen.
Well, anyway.
Here's Dave.
All right. I have a few stories that are E-News adjacent. That I thought would be appropriate for the rant. As we are now past the 100th rant revival, and we can just do generic content.
Now we can settle in.
We don't need to go back and listen to old audio
aiming
anymore.
For 200.
Yeah. We'll get back to old audio at a time of our choosing.
No ding-dong cabin this week.
So a California woman named Lily Adam, she's known as the Butt Lady.
Yeah. Yeah, always what you grow up to want to be known as.
Yesterday, she was sentenced to 15 years to life behind bars for second-degree murder.
Is she the butt lady because of implants?
Yes.
Why is she? Okay.
Yes. So there was an actress, 58-year-old Cindiana Santangelo.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on... shows such as CSI Miami, ER, Married with Children. She was in the Young MC Bust a Move video.
Okay.
For real?
Seen it all.
And she was also in the Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, the, what's his name? Andrew Dice Clay movie.
Andrew Dice Clay. Oh,
my God.
Gordon's hero.
So she's, you know, a B-list, C-list actress.
God, the amount of
times
we saw Gordon wrap the cigarette around his head.
Jeez.
That was funny.
So Cindy Ana, she wanted to have butt implants.
Same.
And so Lily Adam on, I guess, last March, went to her home and administered silicone injections into her butt.
Her own butt?
No.
No.
Into okay. Cindy Ana's butt.
Okay. Got to be careful.
And then on...
Got to have a butt friend.
On March 24th, indeed, Cindy Ana died from an embolism caused by these injections. And so her husband, Frank, said at the trial that his wife had wanted a butt enhancement to help smooth lumps that had appeared after hormone treatment.
Oh, dear.
But she didn't want to enlarge her buttocks, just smooth out the lumps.
And that is, that can be done?
In her lovely lady humps. And he said that his wife, after receiving these injections from Lily Adam, the butt lady, that his wife was struggling to breathe and had blood coming from each butt cheek.
Okay.
There are some follow-ups, I suppose.
Immediately? Like, right away?
I guess in the days following.
Is that a bad sign? Whoops. Like, first off, I can't believe somebody would buy into the fact that... Because typically, if you're getting a butt injection, are you doing it specifically to increase the size of your butt?
Yeah. You want the volume.
And so... You're going off this side tangent of, I don't want that. I just want it to smooth everything out.
Yeah.
Which is an eternal quest to smooth out the butt.
I guess.
You don't want hail damage if you could fix it, right, with a putty
knife. One shot, yeah.
When was the last time you guys have seen your own butt?
Man, that's a great question. Never?
Like directly or in a mirror?
You think that... I turn around and go, oh, yeah.
Do the
look
little
at that.
Smack it.
You look at, do the little Betty Boop thing.
Yeah, well, what I'm
thinking,
have we here?
I'm thinking that women, don't women actually, they will look at their own posterior,
the
but guys do not.
No. Never.
Have you ever looked at your own rectum?
I guarantee
I know you have,
Dave.
Well, you've
not
had
your,
to.
Not your rectum, but your anusity.
Inspect your own problems that you have.
No,
there.
Have you used a speculum
with a
and looked at your rectum?
Series of mirrors.
Dave's got a whole. It's just like some sort of house of horrors in there.
Yeah, Dave, did you ever take pictures of the grape cluster?
No, I did not.
Have you ever walked into a fun house and thought, this is the perfect place for me to look at my butt?
Just bend over and look between your legs.
All these kids walking around, and you're like, yeah, it doesn't look as bad as I thought.
I wonder if I can circle back here after hours.
You're trying to break into the fun house at the fair.
Then I thought there'd be more scar tissue.
And then you got to tell the cops while you're there.
No. I'm not stealing anything. These mirrors are really helpful.
These are great.
You go full goatsy.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I would like
everybody look that up, by the way.
No.
I would like to.
I dare you, on your work computer, P1s, to look up Goatsy.
I'd like to support.
I think it's on lemonparty.org.
Gordon,
yeah, that's where you can find it.
Pitching the term buddy system there earlier, and that wasn't properly recognized.
I know, yeah. B-U-T-T-Y. It was making funny.
The ongoing Blake Lively legal saga is...
Have we moved on?
Yeah,
we're out of our
next story.
Okay.
I don't understand. It, you know, she has this whole legal fight with Justin Baldoni over the It Ends With Us movie.
Yeah.
This is not that necessarily, but it's included in the lawsuit that she has accused a producer on the film, Jamie Heath, of showing her and her assistant a clip she described as pornography on the set of the movie. So the footage...
Is this in court now, or is this just...
I don't think they've actually gone to court, but this is in a legal filing.
Okay.
So the footage that Jamie Heath showed her on the set, showed Blake Lively on the set, features Heath's naked wife giving birth.
Oh, I did hear about this.
And so he played it for her and an assistant under the pretense of showing inspiration for a birthing scene in the movie. And so she says that she was shocked when he played the home birth video showing his wife fully nude with her legs spread apart.
Can't you just, again, like if you were to show me this, Dave, hey, I want to show you something.
Check out what Marissa
did. This is how you have a baby right here. And I would be like, no, Dave, thank you. And I would walk away. Was she like leashed? Where she had to sit there, watch it, like her head
well,
grabbed?
She, no, she immediately walked away.
Okay.
Clockwork oranged.
And she said,
yeah.
She immediately stopped the playback and asked if the producer's wife knew that he was showing this to people. And he allegedly replied, she isn't weird about this stuff. And she was said that makes her even more uncomfortable that this producer's wife is like, yeah, show it to anybody. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a home birth. It's a home birth, but it's all. But also, she's fully nude while she's giving birth. So it's like a really weird kind of granola-y, bizarre kind of midwife thing.
Gary, yeah. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That is weird, too. Has anyone ever done that amongst your friend group?
Had a home birth? Where the wife
no,
was
no,
fully
no, no,
nude?
No, no, where you feel it. You're at a restaurant. You're like, hey, I don't know if I've showed you this, what Sally did.
Like, you don't have to use my wife's name.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
He was just using a generic name, but your wife happens to have that same
name. He is exactly right.
We do have two incredibly generic names in our marriage.
Bob and Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no one's ever done that, right? Who are these people?
I don't know, but he says, the producer insists that it wasn't sexual or inappropriate, but a beautiful video meant to capture the emotion of childbirth.
Okay.
And that to describe it as porn is deplorable.
Well, I agree. It's not porn. It's just gross.
Yeah.
It's not gross. It is beautiful. It's just not appropriate.
It's beautiful to the parents.
Yeah, it's beautiful to your
and
immediate
guess what?
Family unit.
It's not even that great. I've seen it.
And 8 billion
I didn't walk
people
away.
Have been born.
I sure as hell didn't walk away going, oh, my God. That
yeah,
was
didn't you
so
set a
beautiful.
VCR TV combo on Julie's chest or something while you were watching. You were doing something weird.
He was watching Dazed and Confused.
I was watching Dazed and Confused.
That's right.
Not while the birth was going on.
With it nachos?
Yeah, he put his nachos on the crowning baby's head.
Yeah.
It was
like,
cheese
don't
fries,
move too fast.
Nachos.
I got to finish these nachos.
That's right. Cheese fries.
Oh, yeah, that's fries. Right. Yeah. You want more cheese fries?
No, but
I'm going to finish these if you don't want it.
Okay, here's the other thing.
He wanted to stay at the hospital to finish Smokey and the Bandit before they're trying to check her out.
We're not that far removed from dads not even being in the room. Matter of fact, probably all of our dads weren't in there.
Oh, yeah. They were in the lobby with the cigars waiting to light them
up. Of course, that was stereotypical. So it's basically one...
My dad was watching Gunsmoke.
1.5 to 2 generations that have actually been in there. And there are no dads that walk out of there and go,
beautiful.
That was so beautiful what you just did. Yep. Nobody. It's gross.
Okay, I got to get to this
Corby.
One because I teased it. I got to get to this last one because I teased it. The best reason to get divorced.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a Sports Illustrated model. And
all right, I'll divorce my wife.
And an influencer, Haley Khalil. And she used to be married to Matt Khalil, a former Pro Bowl player.
The Viking?
Yes.
Huh.
And so she was recently on a podcast or something, and she was explaining why they split up. And she said they had a good marriage, but something led to their split. And she initially didn't want to talk about it, but she typed it on her phone and showed it to the podcast host. And it turns out that... Matt Khalil has an enormous penis. And she went on to say that he is in the 0.01% of the population when it comes to this appendage. And she says it was impossible for them to have relations without her breaking into tears.
Oh, my God.
And she said that they researched, like, maybe getting liposuction for his wiener.
I don't think he's fat.
And then she described it as two, maybe three Coke cans stacked on top of each other.
What? So it's...
Yeah, I think that's a curse. I mean, all jokes aside, I think that is...
Let me just say...
That would be a horrible curse.
My wife currently would never divorce me.
She'd be like, finally it fits.
Ever.
Dave. Oh my gosh.
No, Dave, you're really mixing things up, but yes, I would not be the divorce quality in that argument. That's so sad.
Yeah, and she says that, you know...
So they had to divorce because of it.
She says he's a great guy and they're still friends, but it just was a deal breaker that they could never be intimate. They couldn't have a family.
Oh, my God.
And so...
And this guy's got to live...
Well, they filed for divorce and they didn't cite enormous penis. They just put irreconcilable differences on the divorce documents. But now he is married.
Irreconcilable differences?
He is married to another model.
No way.
Keilani Asmus.
No way.
Oh, she's that bow-legged one.
And they just had a baby. So,
all right.
Keilani Asmus evidently can take it.
Will you, Dave, Bob, will you type into a search engine Matt Khalil's penis so that's the last thing your kids see?
Yes. So when you drive home from LGE and your phone flies out of your sunroof, it's a picture of Matt Khalil's penis.
Yeah. Oh, Daddy. And then your daughter gets up to a picture
Moose is waiting.
Despite his affinity for Matt Khalil's penis, he was a wonderful father.
Despite the fact that he was Googling, is penis liposuction possible?
/ Matt Khalil.
All right. Well, Gordon, we thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you guys. It's always good to hear what they're going to find on Bob's phone after it flies out of the sunroof.
I'm okay with the diddle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. What a day.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Gordon. We'll see you later. We love you.
Later.